An independent candidate for the state seat of Heathcote has questioned the viability of a plan to declare the Dhurrawal State Conservation Area near Appin a national park. Opposition leader Barry O'Farrell made that promise last weekend, despite concerns from BHP Billiton, which retains mining rights to coal reserves underground. Greg Petty is standing for Heathcote in the March state election. He says the opposition's plan doesn't allow for a link to the Royal National Park between the Royal National Park and the Dhurrawal area.
The problem with this little piece of land, the 7D land, the Helensburgh-Otford area, it has currently before it proposals to do CSG methane mining. What I think the Liberal proposal misses is that it's not a complete connection of the wildlife corridors.
Environmentalists say a haphazard approach to land management around the Royal National Park north of Wollongong is harming endangered wildlife. Michelle Rafferty has more.
State Rail, National Parks and Wildlife and several community groups in the Illawarra and Sutherland Shires have interests in the bushland area. Gary Scher from the National Parks Association says those competing interests are causing issues.
Without a regional approach to solving these problems, all the little things that people do separately and all the small impacts can accumulate to some very large ones.
Mr. Scher says regional management would stop organisations like State Rail, which has built a fence around the tracks at Ingerdeen to stop deer crossing. He says the fence has also stopped the natural migratory patterns of 10 endangered species, including the greater glider and broadhead snake.
Meanwhile, independent candidate for Heathcote, Greg Petty, has called on the state coalition to rule out underground gas mining on the Illawarra escarpment if it wins office. Mr. Petty from Helensburgh has welcomed the opposition announcement last weekend to declare the Dhurrawal State Conservation Area near Appin a national park. However, he says the company Apex NL has an active licence to drill for gas in water catchment land on the escarpment. Mr. Petty has called on Mr. O'Farrell to guarantee no gas wells will be sunk.
There was a Part 3 application and an approval has been granted by the Director General, I believe back in about 2009. There is also a proposal at Planning New South Wales for an amendment for an extra drilling site.